All right, so we asked about, you know, the crazy thing your spouse does, and we heard from a lot of women, including somebody from a neighboring state.
Yeah, so we were talking this morning about how my husband leaves two olives in the bottom of the jar instead of just using them. And you mentioned how your wife leaves the bathroom cabinet open just an inch.
Just an inch. I don't know why.
Marion Milford, what's your story?
My husband leaves like a drop of half and a half back in the refrigerator, and it drives me insane.
Yeah, like you can't do anything with the drop that he left.
Absolutely not.
Do you say something?
We've been together 30 years, so there's not much to say to it anymore.
Hello?
Yes, what's your story?
So, my husband, when he has a sandwich or effectively eats anything that's in a bag, he never lets the air out of the bag when he goes to reseal it. So inevitably, when I go to take a piece of bread, it's stale because the air was left in the bag. He never lets the air out of the bag. It drives me crazy.
Well, why don't you just tell him?
I can't. 1,000 times in 33 years. He remembers.
Hi, it's Mike and Casey. What's your story?
Okay, he does the weirdest thing. Every morning he goes out to make a sandwich to take to work. He puts a piece of newspaper on the counter so he doesn't get it dirty. But then he leaves the newspaper on the counter.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, it's the oddest thing. You know, I could tell you a million stories about what my crazy, loving husband does, but
that one stands out, huh?
I've always found that to be strange because every morning I come out later and there's the newspaper with the crumbs on the counter that he put on the newspaper on the counter so it doesn't get dirty, if that makes any sense to you.
Right. That's perfect.
Michelle and May have packed.
I love that. So instead of cleaning off the crumbs, she has to clean up the newspaper.
Right. Why doesn't he just fold it up and throw it out himself?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm a bad husband that way, but at least I would fold up the newspaper and throw out the crumbs.
Maybe it's just his way of, you know, sharing the moment.
And that was Barbara from West Haverstraw, whose husband doesn't, you know, push the air out of the bread bag before he seals it again with the twist tie or whatever. Oh, man. We got to have equal time for the men, though. Guys, we got to have some stories about the women. Maybe we'll do that another morning. Maybe tomorrow morning. You never know what we're going to do with Mike and Casey at 100.7.
Come for Mike and Casey.
I love them in the morning.
Stay for the Hudson Valley's best variety all day.
I love music all day, every day.
One great song after another.
100.7.
100.7.
WHUD.